The federal government has launched an all-out attack on Labor's border protection credentials after the passage of the Refugee Medivac Bill through the lower house yesterday. The government's warning that this medical transfer law will effectively end offshore processing as we know it and will spark a fresh wave of asylum seeker boats heading for Australian waters. In a last-minute hiccup, though, Independent Senator Darren Hinch is withholding his support for the bill in the Senate until he receives top-level security briefings.
I haven't seen the new amendments yet. They're still on my desk. My staff worked very late last night. Last December, I voted mainly to get kids off Nauru. And the kids are all off Nauru, or the last three or four heading for the United States. And I've made it quite clear I still believe in offshore processing. But I just want to see, before I make any decision, where everything is at.
Senator Darren Hinch on his way into briefings with Border Force. Well, Alex Hawke is the Special Minister of State. He joins me in our Parliament House studios. Minister, welcome to breakfast.
Morning,
Fran. Say morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
Darren Hinch is having second thoughts. Is the government leaning on him to vote no?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think we're offering Senator Hinch the same level of advice we offered the opposition. And, you know, I think when you look at the advice as one consideration, you either take it or you don't take it. And the opposition, I think, ignored some of the advice from our security agencies that if you send a signal from the Australian Parliament that we're weakening our border protection laws, you may see a restart of the boats or the people smuggling trade. And I think Senator Hinch will look at the advice carefully and be very judicious in what he does.
How's the government going to manage this in the meantime? Is it going to be a filibuster in the Senate while they wait for Senator Darren Hinch to make up his mind?
Well, that's a matter for the Senate, but the government is absolutely going to continue to prosecute this important case. That if the Parliament is sending a signal out there that all you have to do is get here, and that at some point in the future the Parliament will weaken or cave, or ultimately you'll end up in Australia, it's always been the Coalition's view that that will cause people smuggling to restart.
You see, the government is saying in a megaphone, really, that the Parliament is sending a signal to people smugglers to start up, that the Australian government's going to weaken and cave. Actually, the Parliament isn't sending that signal. The government is. Every time you say that, isn't that what you're telling people smugglers? Okay, it's going to weaken and cave, come on down?
Well, Fran, very
shouldn't
sadly,
you be saying nothing?
Very sadly, the Parliament did yesterday send that signal, and we didn't want that to happen. We worked very hard to stop it. We even tried to get the opposition to listen to the National Security Advice on this. They've made the decision with the independents to do this. And it is the signal that we never wanted to see happen, that change, our softening, anything that can be used by people smugglers will be used. And that's
why
the view of the government.
Is it sending a signal of a softening of border protection to say that people who are ill and need healthcare get it? Why is that a softening?
Well, we already provide adequate health care. There's separate
you
issues.
Don't. We do. It's not adequate for everybody. People have killed themselves there because they couldn't get psychological
absolutely.
Support.
Mental health is an issue for all people in all places, everywhere. In rural Australia, the same as it is on Nauru. Mental health is an issue that's different and complex.
And there's documentation that some people's cases have taken months to be attended to by the bureaucrats.
I absolutely reject the notion that we don't provide adequate and decent healthcare. In fact, there are more healthcare professionals on Nauru per person than there are in most regional places of Australia.
But not all the tests people need can be got on the island. Not, you know, every MRIs can't be got. Top-level psychological help can't be got. I mean, this was the report from people like Médecins Sans Frontières when they were kicked off the island because they were trying to offer some of those services.
Well, our offshore
services.
Processing regime, as you know, is attracting all kinds of activists to make all kinds of claims.
These
about,
are doctors.
Well,
these are specialists.
Well, doctors are capable of political activism like anyone else. And people have, the United Nations has made outrageous claims about our offshore processing. Australians can rely on the fact that the government provides adequate and decent healthcare and the opportunity to come to Australia for serious conditions and proper evaluation.
Minister, just saying so does not make it true. I mean, isn't the fact that the government have left people on those places for 5 years, some of those people have extreme psychological processes. A young man killed himself last year after, we've seen the notes, after begging for proper psychological help because it's an issue that was getting worse and been ignored. Why hasn't the government created this problem?
Well, friend, we haven't created the problem. We're the government that has done something every single day to try and get people off Nauru and Manus and into a third country, into the United States of America, a
with
better
not
solution.
Much success.
Well, with great success. Most people are off, and we've had 8,000 children taken out of the system in detention when we arrived. Now,
people can say that's
not good enough. That's not good enough. But we've taken all children out of detention, and we have almost everybody resettled or returned to their home country or a solution found. We're very very near the end of this mess that we got from Labor. And now Labor is saying, well, we want to unravel the very system that you've put in place to stop this happening again.
Well, haven't you got two different messages going on? On the one hand, you're saying we've got nearly everybody off. Why isn't that a message to people smugglers to come on down? Because ultimately the Australian government will get you off the island and get you resettled somewhere.
Well, the Australian government's made very clear what we're about. And we do boat turnbacks. We've implemented temporary protection visa. Every part of our plan works to stop people smugglers coming. But, you know, they watch and monitor developments very closely. And they know Labor, the Greens and the Independents were in power last time. And they know that the government was incapable of passing legislation to deal with it. Now, they know that they're coming back into power.
Isn't the difference that Labor this time supports boat turnbacks and supports offshore detention?
Well, they say they do. They also said they wouldn't support anything that weakened our system. Now, here we have a parliament where the Independents and the Greens are leading Labor to do something to weaken our border protection system, and Labor is following in opposition as their first priority. So the first thing they think is most important to defeat the government on is weakening our border protection
system. Just to try and get some sort of truth in advertising here, hundreds of people have been transferred to Australia for medical treatment over the past 5 years. The boats haven't restarted.
Absolutely.
Why is this different?
Well, because they understand we've got a coalition government that will absolutely take every measure possible to stop the boats. And
what, every measure possible to stop people leaving the island for medical treatment?
Well, no, absolutely not. But if people need medical treatment, that's a matter for the medical professionals and the system that we've put
in place.
But
that's what this process is. Medical professionals appointed by the government would have the final say.
No, this bill, they've actually redefined ministerial discretion and tightened it in a way. And look, I was in the Home Affairs portfolio.
I made decisions
with ministerial discretion.
Yeah.
The broader the better. You don't want this definition applied to discretion. Look, it's a complex issue. It's hard to explain on radio, but just ministerial discretion relies on broad consideration of circumstances. Labor knows what they're doing. The Independents and the Greens know what they're doing. They're not doing this for tougher border regimes, and I think everyone listening knows that. Labor and the Greens and the Independents are not about having a tougher system than us.
Greens and Independents saying the government is just trying to use this as a weapon to bludgeon Labor over the head, as, you know, to, if you like, emulate the 2001 success of John Howard in the Tampa election.
Well, if you want a difference in politics, the coalition has been consistent on this for 20 to 30 years. We do believe that controlling the borders is absolutely vital, and we will take every measure to make sure that the trade doesn't restart.
The Minister, Peter Dutton, the Home Affairs Minister, said last night that he was having meetings with Border Protection, putting in place contingency measures. What are the contingency planning and the contingency measures the government is putting in place now?
Yeah, well, that's a matter for Minister Dutton. Obviously, he's just meeting with those officials since the vote yesterday, so you'd have to ask him that.
Would it be more boat patrols?
Well, it will be measures designed to make sure we take account of the fact that a number of people, smugglers and offshore people, will look at this development and think there's been a weakening of the system.
Does the government have any solid intelligence that the boats are going to start up again in the wake of this decision?
Well, we constantly take intelligence from our agencies. I'm not in the portfolio at the moment, but the minister always listens very carefully and closely, and we do know they're very, very sophisticated, even in their understanding and depth of the political system here and individual members' attitudes to border protection.
But you can't tell me if there's solid intelligence
in
the wake of this.
I'm not the minister responsible to get the intelligence, especially overnight, but I am aware that the intelligence comes around the clock, and it's very sophisticated.
Alex Hawke, thank you very much
for joining
us. Alex Hawke is the Special Minister of State. We did ask the Minister responsible for the intelligence, Peter Dutton, to come on the program this morning, but he was unavailable. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9:05.